Welcome. My name is Tony Murdoch. To my yoga friends, I am known as Vishnu Das. Most of us want the very best for ourselves. We want to embrace physical health, mental calmness, emotional freedom, and many of us want a connection to our spiritual selves. This CD will cover a great deal of information in a kind, gentle, and compassionate way. It will effectively allow you to accept healing and wellness at all levels of your being. By connecting with my voice and with repeated practice, you will fully embrace the true benefits of these meditation techniques and accelerate your own healing. The following Sanskrit chant is called the Gayatri Mantra. It comes from the Rig Veda, an ancient Hindu text. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Hyo Na Prachodayat. This chant is thousands of years old and is still chanted by millions of Hindus today. It is also chanted by many who practice yoga. This chant can be translated as Om to the gross body, Om to the subtle body, Om to the causal body. Let us meditate on that most excellent light of the divine sun within, so that it may illumine our hearts and minds. Most of us are not able to easily experience this inner divine light. The inner divine sun that will illumine our hearts and minds is generally hidden behind the veils or bodies of our human consciousness. In traditional yoga philosophy, human consciousness is viewed as having five veils or sheaths called in Sanskrit the koshas. The word maya, as it relates to these koshas, means illusion or shadow. In our normal consciousness, we are living in maya, in illusion, in shadow. We live in avidya or ignorance, misperceiving the true nature of reality around us and within us. The human body and its associated levels of consciousness are viewed as illusory coverings or shadows that temporarily veil our soul. These veils of illusory shadows will obscure the inner divine light unless we cut through them to experience our true self and allow the source of the inner divine light to shine through. It is this inner divine light that can heal us. The gross body, mentioned in the Gayatri, is comprised of two veils called the Anamaya Kosha and the Pranamaya Kosha. The most dense sheath or shadow is the physical body, the Anamaya Kosha. Ana means food. This is the sheath that is fed by and is sustained by food. Without food, it does not exist. We are what we eat. And if we do not eat well, then we are not well. This is generally where we feel our dis-ease, our lack of wellness. This sheath is filled with trillions of cells, operating together with a wonderful mysteriousness that provides the vehicle for our life force and our soul. The second kosha in the gross body is called the Pranamaya Kosha. Prana means life force and refers to the vital energies that sustain us. Prana is held together by the breath. If we breathe well, then we will have strong vital energies. Special yoga breathing practices called pranayamas help to keep our life force strong and filled with vitality. The subtle body mentioned in the Gayatri is made up of the Manomaya Kosha and the Vijnanamaya Kosha. The Manomaya Kosha refers to the mental-emotional sheath. Manaha or Mano refers to our mind and our consciousness. Quite often our conscious mind is restless and our emotions are constricted. This level of consciousness is considered normal for many people. However, this restlessness limits our awareness of our true nature, our real self. Our normal conscious awareness is usually limited to these first three koshas: the physical body, the body holding our life force, and our mental-emotional body. We are aware that our mind is restless, that our emotions are in a state of flux or are painful. We are aware that our life force often lacks vitality. We are aware of our body, especially when it is in a state of stress and tension or is diseased. Our normal awareness is also limited through our identity to our five senses. Through the senses, we experience the outside world. When we calm the mind and open the heart, we have access to the fourth sheath, the Vijnanamaya Kosha. This is our wisdom sheath, the second level of the subtle body, where we find our inner intuition, our inner guidance, and our creativity. Our inner intuition is always trying to guide us. But the tensions of the body, the restlessness of the mind, and the constrictions of the heart deflect this inner wisdom. The causal body is called the Anandamaya Kosha. This is where we find our bliss, our pure love, pure joy, the peace that passeth all understanding. And this is where we say, "Ah, this is what I've been searching for all my life." To experience wellness or wholeness is to integrate, blend, and harmonize these five koshas. When we do our part to harmonize the koshas by right eating and exercise, by developing good attitudes, and by developing our character, and by using various techniques of prayer and meditation, we have access to the more subtle koshas and to our true inner spiritual nature, the source of the divine healing light. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna informs us, "If the light of 1,000 suns suddenly arose in the sky, that splendor might be compared to the radiance of the Supreme Spirit." We read in the Atharva Upanishad, "Thou self-luminous Brahman, remove the veil of ignorance from before me, so that I may behold thy light." It is this divine light that can give us healing and wholeness, if we are receptive to it. It can bring healing to all aspects of our human condition, the subtle and the not-so-subtle areas. The fiery energy and vitality of a healthy body gives the body a bright appearance that seems to shine and radiate its health and wellness. Wouldn't it be wonderful to shine with your own inner light and have this inner illumination chase away all of your inner shadows?